Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. broadcast off, for those of you that are new, we start this broadcast off with prayer. So if you have a prayer list, you're a prayer warrior, come on, touch and agree with us, get your prayer list, because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, I hold before you each and every prayer list that you see raised before you this day, Lord Father, hands being laid upon them, O God. Father God, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves. Others ask for prayer, Lord, for others, Lord. Father, we ask you this day, Lord, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers, Lord. And Father, we are praying one for another, Lord. Father, we thanking you, O God, for hearing prayers today, O God. And Father, not just hearing, O God, we thank you, Lord, Father, for answering prayers as well, Lord. Father, for we take you not for granted, O God. So Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, Father, and I hold before you those, Lord, Father, that have cancer this day, Lord, Father God, upon our list. Father God, we'll continue to call them and speak healing to them, O God. Father God, until we hear otherwise, Lord, Father, we ask you, O God, to give them the strength, Lord, Father. Touch their immune system, Lord, Father. Those, Lord, Father, that do not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Father, we ask, O God, for someone, Lord, Father, to be placed there, Lord, Father. Father God, that they believe, Lord, Father God, upon you, Lord, and give their life to you this day, O God, knowing, O God, that the best place to be is in you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Sonia, Bobby, Jessica, Tanisha, Jewel, Amelia, Adrian, Victoria, Keith, TJ, Paul, Dale. Father, as I hold them before you this day, O Lord, Father, I covering them under the blood, Lord, Father. We know, O God, that you're a God of many chances, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for praise report, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for those, Lord, Father, that you have already brought through, Lord, Father. And, Father, they are in remission, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that healing is the children's bread. And, Father, I say thank you. Father, I saw, Lord, Father, where you brought someone from stage 4 cancer, Lord. And, Father, I know that nothing is too hard for you, O God. Father, as we continue to keep Spurgeon Walters, Lord, Caitlin Wara, Cohanzo, Lord, Father, as we continue to hold them before you, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for what you have done, doing, and about to do for them this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you for touching their immune system, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for building it up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, Lord, for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father, as they continue to press on in you, knowing that their help and their healing, O God, come from you. So, Father God, those that are going through the process, Lord Father, Father, we're holding them before you, Lord Father. Father, thanking you in advance, Lord Father, for doing the same thing for them, Lord Father, as you are doing, Lord Father, for Spurgeon, Caitlin, and Kohanza this day, O Lord. Father, we hold before you Yamilet, Lord Father, as well, Lord Father. Father, and look upon the list, Lord Father, of those that are held before you this day, Lord Father, that have cancer, that have HIV, Lord Father. Father, that have lupus, whatever sickness, O God, that they have this day, O God. Father, we hold it before you, Lord Father. Father, for you send your only begotten Son, Lord Father, that took the stripes on his back for every sickness and disease, Lord Father. Father, when the children were sick, Lord Father, you had them placed that staff, Lord Father, before you, Lord, and you tell them to look up, Lord Father, and they shall be healed. Father, we're looking up today, Lord Father, and thanking you in advance, O God, for healing, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them this day, O Lord Father. We're thanking you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our children and grandchildren, O God. Father, as you look upon them, Lord, Father God, some have already started school, Lord Father. Some is about to start school. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them in their going out and their coming in, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching that school bus driver, that monitor on the bus, Lord Father God. Father God, the school right now, Lord Father, see the blood covering right now, Lord Father. Father God, every staff right now, Lord Father. Father God, from the principal, Lord Father, right on down, Lord Father, to your students right now, Lord Father. Father God, see the blood covering right now, Lord. Father, we're canceling their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for that blood, Lord. We're thanking you right now for the blood covering their minds as well, Lord Father. As we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord Father, of trafficking, child molestation, bullying, mass shooting, we're rendering that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak peace within schools this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you for every child that gathered, Lord Father God, to that flagpole and pray, Lord Father, that others may join them right now, Lord Father, giving their lives this day, O God, to you, Lord. And Father God, as they begin to pray, Lord Father, you hear their prayers, Lord Father, and their prayers are being answered this day, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every parent right now, Lord Father, that have a child that is attending school, Lord Father. Oh, Father, even have the heart, Lord Father God, to pray this day, Lord Father God, for your people, Father God. Hold them right now. Prick their hearts right now, Lord Father, that they will call upon you and intercede right now, Lord Father. For, Father, that's the next generation that is raising up this day, oh God. And, Father, the enemy is trying its best to take them out. But we're here to serve the enemy notice that it will not be so. Father, we're thanking you for the blood covering, Lord Father. We're thanking you, Lord Father, that they can stand together in unity, Lord Father, drying, Lord Father, their tears, Lord Father, to come and war and intercede. So, Father, I hold before you each and every parent and prayer warrior this day, intercessor, Lord Father, watchman this day, Lord Father. Father God, that they, Lord Father, will stand in the gap today, Lord Father God, for these children, Lord Father, covering them under the blood, Lord Father. And Father, that parents this day will teach their children, O God, to call upon your name, Lord Father, teaching them the word, Lord Father, teaching them that the safest place right now is to be in you, Lord. And Father, that
they're able to draw others this day, oh God, into the kingdom, Lord Father. Father, let them take this charge, Lord Father, like never before. And Father, let them not say, Lord Father, it is not their job, Lord Father. Father, let them be aware of the children in the neighborhood this day, Lord Father. Let them be aware of the children in the neighborhoods this day, oh God. Father God, that they may help, Lord Father. They see that child in need, Lord Father, that they will help, Lord Father. It takes a village, Lord Father, to raise up children today, Lord Father. Father, change mindsets today, Lord Father, of parents right now, Lord Father, where they feel, Lord Father, that no one, Lord Father, can talk to their children, Lord. Father, I ask you to prick their hearts like never before, Lord Father. Father, that they are held accountable, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father. I thank you and I glorify you this day, O Lord. For every child, Lord Father, that is drawing others into the kingdom this day, O God. Father, raise them up being bold soldiers this day, Lord Father. And we speak change right now, Lord Father. Father, change over the schools right now, Lord Father. The bus transportation, Lord Father. Father God, those children, Lord Father, that are walkers, that walk into school this day, oh God. Father, cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Cover them under the blood, Lord. Father God, let them pray, Lord Father, from the time to leave their house, Lord Father. Father, that their mind stay upon you, Lord Father, as they dispatch their warring and ministering angels to go before them, Lord Father. Father, as you hear them say, cover them under the blood this day, Lord Father, in their going and their coming this day, O God. Father God, let the parents teach their children, even those that are taking their children to school, teach them to pray, oh God, on their way going to school, Lord Father, that they begin to build up a prayer life, Lord Father God. Father, I thank you and I glorify you today, Lord Father God, for every prayer warrior, every watchman, intercessor, leader that is warring and interceding today, Lord Father. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, O God. Father, keep that hedge, Lord Father. Keep that hedge of protection round about them this day, Lord Father, as they find it not robbery to war and intercede this day, O Lord. Father, I thank you for the blood covering this broadcast this day, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, how it touched many nations this day, O Lord. Father, I thank you for the people in those nations, Lord Father, that find it not robbery, Lord Father, to listen in, Lord Father. And I thank you for the word that is coming forth, Lord Father. Father, to encourage them, to prepare them, to warn them, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for them not just being hearers of the word, O God, but being doers of the word as well, Lord Father. Father, I say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you this day, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you the speaker of the hour, Lord Father, Elder Addison, this day, O God. I ask you, O God, to decrease her, O God, as you increase in her, Lord Father. Father, let her let go, and Father, let you have your perfect way in her this day, Lord Father. Father, for we take the word not for granted, Lord. Father, we even don't take the vessel, Lord Father, that you're using to bring forth the word for granted this day, Lord Father. So, Father, bless her this day, Lord Father. Father, as we cover her and the word, Lord Father, under the blood this day, canceling their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, O God, for the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive the word this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you, oh God, for change, Lord Father, of mindset today, Lord Father, from the word coming forth, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you for souls being won this day, oh God, for your kingdom, Lord Father, for the word, Lord Father. The word, Lord Father, let them know, Lord Father, that you're merciful, loving, and forgiving, a God of many chances, oh God. We take you not for granted. Father, I say thank you. I thank you. I glorify and magnify you. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this service. Holy Spirit, show up and show out this day. Holy Spirit, we're thanking you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day. Pour out your anointing this day, oh God. Pour out your anointing this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you all, but I'm just trusting that you all got your praise on, your prayer on, and know who you're serving, because we know that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Be a prayer warrior today. War and intercede for others like never before. Pray for our children, our grandchildren, those in the neighborhood. Intercede for them. Ask God today for the heart to pray one for another, and not just me, myself, and I, and just my family. God is good. He's loving. He's merciful, and a God of many chances. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me give you the word for today that the speaker of the hour may come forth. And for those of you that are listening on other devices, if you have a question, you're in need of prayer, you know, whatever the woman of God is bringing forth this day, you can also call in and encourage her. You can pray for her, letting her know that you enjoy the word that she is about to bring forth today. It's time for us to open our mouth and be our brothers and sisters' keepers. It's time for us to take our mind to another dimension in Christ today. God, for elevation today. Amen. So encourage the woman of God today. Encourage her just like you like to be encouraged. Encourage her today. Let her know that you thank her for the word. However, let her know today. Don't just be listeners. Be a doer. Spread the word today. So for those of you that have friends, go ahead and give them this number, 347-857-3925, friends, family, folk, and tell them, come on and hear this awesome word that is about to come forth, and press the number 1. If you have a question, you want to encourage the speaker, go ahead and do so. Amen. Let me give you the word today. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. Amen, amen, and amen. I will now decrease and bring before you the speaker of the hour, Elder Yvonne Addison, and she has been a speaker on this
broadcast for several years now. She is on here every second Tuesday of the month. So come on, join us today as we welcome Elder Yvonne Addison.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning, City of Victory. Oh, we bless the Lord for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I bless the Lord for this opportunity to come before you just to share with you what Holy Spirit wants us to know, what the Holy Spirit will just share with us, will do in us and through us on today. So I just thank God. I don't know how the Lord will have me to actually deliver this. It's more of a, well, I'm just going to go and let the Holy Spirit have his way. And just go from there. But I just want to just come today, this morning, just to encourage everyone and just to know that that God is real, that he's alive, and that he is he still sits on the throne. Praise God. He's above and over every situation and every circumstance, and that God loves you, and he loves you unconditionally. So just come with a word of encouragement this morning as I give this word. And I pray that our hearts will be open to receive on this morning. As I was just in, Lord, you know, what is it that we are in need of? And I was, had in my mind to continue from the last time that I ministered on this call. About, you know, change your mind and continue with the mind of Christ. But then as I was, just contemplating that, seeking the Lord, just asking God, it just dropped in my spirit to talk about, having peace and not being anxious in this time that we're living in, that there is so many, we're just living in a chaotic time. There's so much going on around us. And easily fall into that place of being anxious and having anxiety and fear. But that's not God. That's not the plan. That's not what God has for us. You know, Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And if he did that for us, if he sacrificed that for us so we could live, have that life, didn't say that everything would be peachy cream. No, not everything will be, lovey-dovey all the time and all of that. Things happen because we, life happens. But we need to be able to still trust God and stand on his promises and just trust him and knowing that he, he's given us his word to stand on, his promises to trust in. And so that we can have peace and so that we can have a life of joy and have his strength and his wisdom and all the things that he's given to us, all the benefits that he bestows upon us every day. He gives us benefits every day. Every day we have his benefits. And so whatever we're going through, whatever situation is, however we're feeling, whatever it is, we can go to the word. We can go to God's word and trust him and just see what he's saying about our situation so that we can have peace, so that we can know, we can have that trust and faith and knowing that we will come out of the situation. We will come out of the storm, but we just trust God. So when we're driving, those of us who drive and we encounter a storm while we're driving, well, the best thing to do is not to stop, but to keep driving. And the reason you keep driving is because eventually you're going to drive right out of that storm. And so it's just like this in life that we encounter our situations, we encounter the storms, that we continue to trust. We don't sit there. We don't, sit under the juniper tree like Elijah did when he was running from Jezebel to just sit there and then allow depression and sadness, to set thoughts of giving up. No, we want to continue to run the race continue to look to the hills from where our help comes from. And so as we are encouraged to do that, so I just want to speak that into our lives today, just to help to remind us of who we are and who we belong to, that we don't have to let our situations overcome us. We don't have to allow the situations to cause us to be in a place of despair or distress or a feeling of feelings of hopelessness or helplessness, because we serve the true and the living God who looks, you know, for those he can show himself strong to. And uphold us with his righteous hand. So we have a way. He's given us a way of escape through his word, through his promises, you know, so we don't have to stay in that place. I just want to encourage those who may be struggling this morning with anxiety or feeling anxious, you know, or just a feeling in a place of despair and just not wanting to live life the way that God has designed it for us to live life. And we live life through his word. We live life through his promises. We live life in knowing that he has, you know, that he's given us weapons to fight with. So he has not left us without anything that, you know, he's given us everything that we need to live a life of godliness. And so I just want to just encourage us on today to know that God is with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Even in David, in his time of despair, when he said, why is my soul so disquieted? David said, why is my soul, you know, I'm in this place of despair and sadness, you know, why? But then at the end of that that verse that he says that, you know, yet I will praise the Lord. Yet I will praise God. And so we need to have a praise in our spirit, man, have a praise in our mouth, you know, have a praise to just praising God for who he is and praising God for being the great I am, praising God for being the God of justice in the earth, praising God, hallelujah, for being the all-knowing and all-powerful God. And this is what, you know, we praise God. We praise him for bringing us out of situations. If we look back onto some things where God has brought us through, where he's brought us out, we can have the confidence in knowing that he'll do it again, that God will do it again. And we trust him, God, to do it again. We faint if we don't faint, hallelujah. So we need to not faint. We need to have that joy knowing that God is working in the midst. He has not lost a battle. We need to trust him with it. He's not lost a battle. He will give you instructions. He will give you strategies. He will give you a plan and how to overcome your situation. You know, so if we listen to him, if we listen carefully to what he's saying to us. And so my prayer for this morning is that the clutter will be removed from our minds. The clutter will be removed, that we can hear his voice clearly. God has not stopped speaking. So I want to encourage you to know God has not stopped speaking. He still speaks to us. He may not come, he may not speak to us the same way every time, but that's why we need to have that place, be in his presence, you know, study the word, being prayerful, you know, having that intimate time with the Lord, that quiet time with God so that we can hear what he's saying. So, and then when he's speaking to us, you know, he's giving the strategies, when he's giving the plans, then having that boldness and that courage to say yes to God's will. You know, sometimes it may not be the way that we think that it should go or what we should be doing. But just trusting God in that. When he says for us to do something, if it's, you know, to remove ourselves from a toxic relationship or to change jobs or to, you know, what career to embark upon, or, you know, what ministry where you should be, or even the call on your life. You know, God is calling you into ministry to a specific group of people, then you know that just like God called Jonah to Nineveh to, you know, to minister to the people, and he didn't want to do that. Sometimes God is calling you to a place where you know that it's uncomfortable for you, but know that if you're hearing God's voice, you're knowing that he's calling you, you feel that in your spirit, man, that God is calling you to that particular assignment, know that God has equipped you. He's given you everything that you need to fulfill that assignment. But it takes perseverance. It takes just trusting in what he's asking of you to do. Praise the Lord. So God is faithful. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for God being faithful toward us. He's faithful, and his mercy and his grace, you know, follows us all the days of our lives. So whatever we're in need of, his mercy is with us. Whatever, you know, he grants us his grace. When we are unable to do things on our own, to overcome, to let go of addictions, to let go of bad habits, to change our attitudes, and to forgive, and all that's needed to live the life that God has for us. So he gives us the grace. His grace will help us to overcome. His grace, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his grace and his love toward us. So I will praise God for who he is. And even as I'm speaking on this morning, I'm sensing that some chains are being broken now. Chains are dropping where people have been bound, where they have been bound in their minds, in their thoughts, in their beliefs, in their values. God is saying he's changing mindsets, that he's speaking, and that he's giving you a way out of your situation. But please listen to what God is saying. Trust him in the situation. Yes, it may be difficult for you. It may be uncomfortable for you. But God is saying that in his word, you know, that he will be there with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. The message for this morning that the Lord has given is to be anxious for nothing. Anxious for nothing. My God. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to have anxiety. We don't have to have those things. That's not what God has for us. He's a God of peace. And he will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, things may be going on around you, on your job, in your family, you know, in your ministries. Things may be, you know, but God will give you peace if we lean in on him. Glory be to God. If we seek his face and seek his face early, he will meet the need. So be anxious for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 tells us, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Anything. I want you to think right now. Just take for a moment and just think about that. What is your anything today? What is your anything? He said, don't fret about it and don't have any anxiety about it. But in every circumstance and everything, by prayer and petition — that petition means definite request — with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. He already knows what you're going through. He already knows the need that needs to be met. He's already aware of that. But he wants you to surrender. He wants you to surrender to him. He wants you to come to him boldly approaching his throne of grace. He wants you to realize that it's with your situation, with your circumstance, you can trust him with it. So do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and everything, how do we overcome? Glory be to God. How do we come out of the situation? By prayer. We got to pray, folks. Even as Sister Diane mentioned earlier, she said we got to pray. We have to be in a posture of prayer, be in a position of prayer, be in a mindset of prayer. Lord, make this house a house of prayer. Make this house a house of prayer and petition, being definite about what you are requesting, what the need is, what are you petitioning God for. And it's according to his will. Don't come with some stuff about, you know, that's outside of God's will and petitioning God for it. But it's according to his will, according to his promises. How do you know that? You get in the word and you study and you find out what God is saying about your particular situation. With thanksgiving and knowing that, hallelujah, we can thank the Lord. Thank him for what he's already done. Thank him for his son, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us. Hallelujah. That God raised from the dead with all power. And now he sits on the right hand of the Father, advocating for us. Hallelujah. So we continue to make your wants known to God. Known to who? Known to God, who has the power and the authority to change your situation. Not your best friend, although we can have, you know, we have our prayer partners, and that's good for to go and to be encouraged and to be accountable too. But ultimately, it is God who makes a way. It is God who changes things. And so make your wants known to God. Yes, and it's okay to go get help, professional help. If you're in a place where anxiety is just and depression has overtaken you and you need help to navigate through that, it's okay to get professional help. It's okay to admit that you're going through something. Don't allow the enemy to change your thoughts about that, to make you think that if you go get seek professional mental health counseling that that you'll be seen as a weak person. No. God has people that he has raised up to meet that need. Just like doctors who you go to for your physical needs, your physical healing. And your mental health is just as important. So let's look at the words. Let's break down the words of peace. Freedom from agitation. This is from the King James Version Dictionary. Peace, freedom from agitation or disturbance by the passions, as from fear, terror, anger, anxiety, or the like. Quietness of mind, tranquility, calmness, quiet of conscience. So that's the definition of peace. Is your peace disturbed on today? Are you free from agitation? Is fear holding you hostage, keeping you from moving forward in the things of, you know, that God has for you? Anger, anxiety. And then anxious anxiety means feelings of worry and nervousness, worry, concern, stress, a disturbed state of mind produced by real or imaginary fears. A disturbed state of mind produced by real or imaginary fears. Yes, we can have imaginary fears. The enemy will plant those thoughts. You know, but if you have thoughts, that think that something is going to happen, that things are, you know, something bad is going to happen, or you have thoughts of that people don't like you, you know, that people are talking about you when you walk into a room, and these are real things that people really struggle with and have concerns about, and they struggle with these, and so even have fear, you know, of not being successful, or fear of failure, you know, all these things, the enemy will begin to plant that. But some fears are imaginary fears because these are thoughts that are not supported by any truth or any facts. But it's something that starts in our mind. The battlefield starts in the mind, in our thoughts. And so we have those imaginary fears. But then there are some real fears, too, that can be supported by facts. And so, but these are anxious moments, feelings of worry and nervousness. But we're overcomers. God has made us to be overcomers. And then we want to contend for our peace. We want to contend for our peace. What does that mean? It means to strive, to use to use earnest efforts to obtain or to defend and preserve. To strive and to use earnest efforts. Use earnest. What are those earnest efforts? Praying. Seeking God. You know, standing on his promises. And then make some other things. You know, letting go. Removing yourself from that environment. Removing yourself, like I said earlier, maybe some relationships that need to be cut off. Changing your direction of where, you know, listening for God's direction. Maybe you're going in one direction and God is saying, no, you need to go. I need for you to change your direction. Because he orders our steps, and we want to trust him that he's ordering our steps. Hallelujah. So as a mental health provider, people come to see me to talk about their problems. And oftentimes it's related to anxiety and depression and hopelessness or feelings of helplessness. And they're at a place where that they've been fighting, they've been trying to overcome this situation, they've been trying to, they are, you know, just looking to other avenues and other ways of feeling better, but it doesn't help. And one person said that she needed a new fight, because she realized that what she was doing, her ways of trying to make the situation better weren't working for her. So she needed a new fight. We all have experienced anxiety at some time in our lives, and it is a normal reaction at times, and it can help us identify and respond to danger. But there is another side to anxiety. But I just want to go back to say something when I was talking about feelings of worry, concern, and stress. Do you know that there are reports out that say that young people as early as 14, they begin to experience stress. They begin to recognize that that they are not operating and they're not functioning the best way that they can because of stress. 14, it may be younger than that, okay, because we're in some of our communities where we have where there's violence, and kids are exposed, young people are exposed to this violence, this trauma. And there are reports that says that post-traumatic stress disorder that young people may be experiencing, is they haven't been diagnosed because of the violence that they're experiencing, that they're watching, they're observing. They are being exposed to the violence. And so their ability to learn is not where they should be. Their ability to learn and to stay focused has been challenged because of what they're experiencing in their communities, in their neighborhoods. And just to say this too, that as in our society, we can experience vicarious trauma. And what that is if we're constantly listening to the media, the news, on social media, about all the things that's happening around us, we can be traumatized as well just by we not have direct interaction with that trauma, with those events. But because we're watching, we're absorbing that, we become traumatized as well. And that's why sometimes people are angry, they're upset, they're feeling hopeless, because of this, what we watch, what we're taking into our ear gates and our eye gates. We have to guard our hearts. Guard our hearts. And how do you do that? By what we're watching and what we're allowing ourselves to be exposed to. But God is able. He's able to bring us out. We experience those things. But there is another side to anxiety. Persistent anxiety uses real emotional distress and can lead to us becoming unwell and at worst developing anxiety disorders such as panic attacks, phobias, obsessional behaviors. Anxiety at this level can have a truly distressing and debilitating impact on our lives and our physical impact on our physical as well as our mental health. So when that becomes debilitating, then it is a problem. It is a problem. So as the title of the message informs us that we are to be anxious for nothing. Nothing. But we need to contend for our peace. Contend, what did I say contend means? It means to strive, to use earnest efforts to obtain or to defend and preserve. So contending for your peace. When we lay down, discard, forget about our weapons of warfare, anxiety and fear begin to control our lives. But when we know who we are and whose we are, we can overcome anxiety and fear. Is there anything too hard for God? So remember earlier, that when I began the message, I said, you know, what is your anything today? What is your anything? And we can rest assured that God is working on our behalf. He's fighting the battles for us. Sometimes he'll tell us to be still. Sometimes he'll give us instructions on what to do. But it's all about listening and trusting and know that God is working for us. And so we have the power that's within us, born-again believers. We have the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us. We have been given the power to overcome by the Holy Spirit. Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God have given everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. So it's the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh, my God, that is so powerful. That is so encouraging to know that we have the power of God and the wisdom of God working on our behalf. And to, you know, we have to realize that it is the power that's within us. But to the body of Christ, too many of us have the form of godliness. We have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power of God that's within us. The power of God that's within us, we become born again. When we say yes to the Lord, we accept him into our hearts. The Spirit filled, we have the infilling of the indwelling of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit that's within us, that comes to live within us. And as we grab hold of that and realize we have that power within, so when the enemy comes with thoughts of anxiety, with thoughts of fear. And we need to know that we can contend for that. We can contend for our peace. But we have to fight, contend, not give up. So that there is power in the word. So it's when we deny the power of God that is within us, yes, it does allow that anxiety and that fear to enter in. But it's time to pick up the shield of faith. What have we been given the weapons? We've been given the weapons of warfare. What is one of them? It's time to pick up the shield of faith that will put out the fiery darts of the enemy. It's no time to, we can't lay down our faith. We can't lay down our faith. We can't dismiss the promises of God. When there's an attack on our minds, when there are attacks on our faith, but we put out the fiery darts of the enemy by picking up the shield of faith. that shield of faith that protects, that shield of faith that gives us courage, the shield of faith that gives us the assurance of who we are in Christ. And there's power in the Word. The Word discovers our condition. Let me tell you, when we start reading and going into the Word and studying the Word of God, the Word will expose our condition. It illuminates our hearts, but it's nothing to be fearful about and nothing. It's the Word that cleanses, the Word that transforms, the Word that changes us. And that's what we want. So it illuminates our hearts. We have to use our best efforts to defend and preserve our peace. Do that through the Word. Do that having faith. The faith of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, this is the Message version. God means what he says, and what he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Oh, my God. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we need to realize and know that the Word will illuminate our hearts. The Word will discover what is in our hearts. You know, there's doubt, unforgiveness, fear, rejection, low self-esteem. The Word will discover what is in our hearts. You know, fear, anger, prejudice. The Word will illuminate what is in our heart. The Word discovers our condition. And when the Word discovers our condition, we should look to the hills from where our help comes from and ask the Lord to help us, to deliver us, to renew a right spirit within us, give us a clean heart, running to the Lord, seeking him. Too many times we come before the Lord with one thing, but God knows it all. It's just like when individuals come to me for counseling. They come for one thing. They come with a surface problem. But as the counseling session goes on, deeper things are exposed. The root cause of that situation. When God begins to cut through the pride and everything else that will not allow him to make us whole. Rest in him and trust him for the complete healing. Complete healing. When the woman with the issue of blood, you know, pressed through the crowd, pressed through to get to Jesus, just to touch the hem of his garment. And he told her that her faith had made her well. Her faith had made her whole. Her faith. Amen. So it is by, you know, we have to trust the Lord, knowing that he will, that trust him for the complete healing, the complete healing. And sometimes it may be uncomfortable in the process, but don't get off of the potter's wheel. Stay on the potter's wheel. You know, as God is transforming, as he's, you know, completing the healing, as he's making things, as he's taking out the old and just, you know, just the complete healing. Stay on the potter's wheel. You know, the potter transforms and manipulates and makes sure that whatever that instrument, whatever it is that they're making and that they're forming and they're creating, you know, they have to continue to do that until it's formed the way that they want it to be. And that's with us, as God is, as we're trusting him for complete healing. Stay on the potter's wheel. Don't get off too soon. Let God do the complete work. Now God has therefore armed us against the spirit of fear by also telling us not to fear. So fear not. He's delivered us from the spirit of fear and have given us the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Listen, he has made a way, as I said earlier, he's made a way of escape. And so he has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us he's given us power. Remember that power that's within. And he's given us love. He's given us love and a sound mind, that we have a sound mind. It's the last time I ministered as that I'll change your mind, having the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ that is alive, the mind of Christ that is working in us. If we have been delivered, stay delivered. If you have received your healing, you received your breakthrough in that situation, and you know God is bringing you out, he's brought you out, don't go back. Stay focused. Stay focused on Jesus. Stay connected to the vine. Staying connected to the vine, that's where you get your strength and your hope and your peace and God's wisdom, his love. Staying connected. Stay delivered. Contend for your peace. Pursue those things that bring about peace. And that's the thing. Pursue those things that bring about peace. If you're in an environment and situation where things are just chaotic, there's always negativity around, there are things that trigger you and you become anxious, and you know that is not a safe place for you, then how do you remove yourself from that environment? But you want to pursue those things that bring about peace. So, you know, again, I said, you know, allow what you're watching, allow what you're hearing about. Allow, you know, check what you're reading. Who are you listening to? You know, what are you listening to? If you're in a situation, you're getting advice or trying to get comfort from someone who's going through the same situation that you're going through, and they haven't come out of it, they haven't been delivered, then change your person, change your inner circle. Who is your inner circle? Do you find yourself in the company of those who will fuel the anxiety that manifests in fear? Man cannot give peace, but God can. God can give peace that is mighty sweet. Oh, my God. With our finite understanding, we cannot comprehend the peace of God. We just cannot do it. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can have peace that no one can take away from him, from us. It's our peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. In 2 Timothy verses 2, chapter 2, verse 7, the spirit of power or of courage to make firm decisions when facing opposition, when to say no. When to say no. That's another way that you can have peace. When to say no. We go back and read 2 Timothy 2. Thank you, Lord God. Let me see. Let me look at that right quick. Thank you, Jesus. God is, he's just a good God. And there's nothing too hard for him. Okay, what did I say? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Hallelujah. It says, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things, right? God will help us to make the right decisions if we seek him, look to him to help us to make those firm decisions when facing opposition and when to say no. It's okay to say no. As Christians, we do have a problem with that because we feel like we have to be there for everybody, every time, doing everything. And that's not possible. We'll find ourselves being burnt out And that opens the door for anxiety. It opens the door for fear, for the spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety. It opens the door for oppression and depression, because when you're trying to do too much, not knowing how to set boundaries by saying no would cause one to be anxious. Trying to be everything to everyone, we cannot do it. We have been given the capacity through the power of God to set boundaries without feeling guilty. We don't have to feel guilty. If we say no, if the individual gets upset with us, then maybe that's a person that who's not understanding. Maybe that's a person that we don't need to be associated with. And it just needs to check that relationship. Acknowledge and walk in the authority and the power we have. Acknowledge that we have the power that worketh within us. We have that authority that we've been given to use the name of Jesus, to speak the name of Jesus. We have given that power to an authority to speak the name of Jesus over our situations, over our families, over our communities. When we speak the word of God, it is to be believed with authority. So take authority over anxiousness, the fear, the stress, and with the word of God. And we have that authority, but it's only developed. It's developed by the relationship that we have with the word. The relationship that we have with the word. We can't have a relationship with the word. We can't have a relationship. The word in the beginning was the word. We have to have a relationship with the word in order for us to walk in and to believe and to take authority over our situation. So just stop hoping and wishing for a breakthrough. You know, we have the power and authority over that situation. Decree, declare, and pray until you get your breakthrough, until that fear is gone. You know, the anxiousness is gone, the anxiety, those anxious thoughts, those thoughts that ruminate, you know, over and over and over again in your mind. You take authority over those thoughts. So decree, we can decree it in Job 22 and 28. You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. The light will shine on your ways. My God, we have our words, you know, words that align with God's word. What we speak, we can declare a thing, but what are you declaring? We have to watch our voice. We have to watch our words as well. What are we speaking? Oh, I'll never make it out. Well, you know, I will never be able to do this. Or I will never accomplish that. Nobody likes me. I'll never be able to get married. Or my marriage will fail. You know, nobody will ever want to marry me. Or, you know, whatever those thoughts are. You know, the thoughts that come in your mind. You know, declare it. Yes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I am more than a conqueror. God has made me the head and not the tail. I will praise the Lord. I will yet praise the Lord, even in the midst of what's going on in my life. So what are we saying about our situation? Go in the Word, find the scripture that will meet the need, and speak it over your situation. Fight the good fight of faith when the situation appears difficult. Strive to believe God's word when the situations conflict with the word. Praise God. And I'm going to end with a couple of these. But fight the good fight of faith. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, the spirit of love to God, which will carry us through the opposition we meet, may meet with. The spirit of love to God will set us above the fear of man and all the hurt that a man can do to us. 2 Timothy 2:7, praise God. I read it again. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And then, and so praise the Lord. So pray and ask God to remove the clutter from your mind so that you can hear the hear his voice clearly. You know, the word says that he wakeneth us morning by morning. He wakeneth our ear morning by morning so we can hear his word. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that our ears are unstopped, that we can hear his voice clearly. And what that means is that the word, when I say hearing his voice clearly, is that his word, you know, the Holy Spirit will bring back a scripture. The Holy Spirit will give you, you will hear, you know, a knowing in your spirit, man, that you can be free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So bless the Lord for today. Thank you, God, for your word. God's grace is sufficient as we contend. What we can't do in our own strength, the grace carries us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for your word on today. We thank you, God, for blessing us. God, that we will not be anxious for anything. God, we make a determination to contend for our peace. We will not let anything disturb our peace, O Lord. Father God, give us, as we ask, Lord, that as we hear your voice clearly, that we hear from you, Lord, that we will be obedient to what you ask of us to do. We will not retreat. We will not be fearful, God, but we will trust you to bring us through, Lord, every situation. So we stand on your promises, Lord. We thank you for your word on today. Lord, as we listen for your voice, God, as we make declarations, Lord, about what it is that we're seeking you for, God, that we will declare a thing and it will be established for us, Lord. So we just thank you, oh God, for this day. We thank you for the broadcast. And we pray, God, that the word that has gone forth, that for every person that has heard it, that it will be sealed in our hearts in Jesus' name. We bless you and we give you all glory, honor, and praise.
Amen, amen. That was an awesome word coming forward from Elder Yvonne Addison at this time. Elder Addison, I do ask that you give your information to our listeners, those that are listening now, those that will listen at a later date, and even if they're in your area, okay?
Yes, thank you. So I'm Elder Yvonne Addison, attending Wings of Eagles Christian Church, where our leaders are Apostle Vernell and Prophetess Juliet Austin. We're located in Durham, North Carolina. We do have a Facebook page. If you want to join in for on the Facebook page, we have ministries are live streamed. Our worship services are live streamed on Sunday morning at 9:30, and at 11 o'clock we have live streaming service as well. But we also meet in person on Avondale Drive. And if you're located in the area, come by and visit us sometime. Also, I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor that providing services to adults in the areas of grief and loss and stress management, women's issues, and relationship healing. And I provide services in North Carolina, in the state of North Carolina, by virtual sessions. So if you are located in North Carolina and you desire to have, ask questions or you have concerns about anything that, visit, you can visit my website at liferestorationservices.com or give me a call at 919-886-7327. If I'm not able to provide those services, I can definitely direct you to someone who might be able to. So I bless the Lord for this opportunity. I just thank God. I just give God the glory. He's such an awesome and mighty God, and I'm just thanking him for just ministering to us on today about anxiety and being anxious for nothing. So take the word, work the word, let it settle in your spirit, and let God do the work.
Amen, amen. with the kids going back to school, starting school, there's anxiety that is, within them. They don't know what to expect. Even those that are starting a new job or a new position within that job, a little bit of anxiety that goes with it. But God, he gives you the peace if you ask for it. And that's what the woman of God was saying. We need to learn to ask God for that peace. He said, be anxious for nothing. But we as humans, anxiety kicks in. And we forget the word. We forget that we can call on God and, he will give us the peace.
Yeah.
He will give us the peace. He will give us the strength. He will give us the confidence that we need in him. That's what he's going to do, but we don't ask for it. He said we have not because we ask not.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
hear
right.
the word today. You hear the word that came for today. If you just need encouragement, and like I said earlier in the broadcast, the woman of God poured out into us today. She poured an awesome word out of us today. How much of us received it today? How much of us is going to go forth in that word? How much of us going to share that word today? Or are we going to keep it to ourselves? See, we all are ministers of the gospel. So we ought to be out there spreading the gospel. Be encouraged today. Just don't be anxious. It just come upon you. We are human. It come upon you. You know what? Just stop for a moment and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is conversation with our Lord and Savior. Just pray. And that's why it's always good to have prayer warriors. It's good to have prayer partners that you can call and say, can you pray with me or can you pray for me? And please, when you ask for prayer, don't let just that person be praying and you're just going about your business. Pray as well. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. Elder Addison, I enjoy you each and every time that you come on here. I was like, is she going to be on here today? Is he coming on today? then I had a thought. And I said, you know what? It's okay. Make sure that you always prepare for a word just in case. I was taught, make sure you are prepared because you never know when you will be called upon. Make
That's
sure
true.
You always have a word.
Mm-hmm.
And in conversation, you can get a word. You may be in your heart saying, Lord, what would you have me to talk about? And sometimes, people, let me tell you, and for all the pastors, the leaders on here, and Elder Addison, you on here, so you correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes, you have to minister somewhere. And you're asking God
for a word because, you know, you want to get in there and you want to dig deep in the word and study it and pull your scriptures and all of that, and nothing is coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is coming to you until you see you get there in front of the people.
That's true.
And there goes the word.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It happens, though.
Uh-huh.
Because God wants to use, he admired the fact that you are studying the word, you're in the word. But at times, God shifts you because of someone that is in the midst,
mm-hmm.
or someone that is coming there that he needs to touch that person. That word is
mm-hmm.
particularly for that person. So, again, Elder Addison, I appreciate you. I thank you for being faithful to the word of God, never failing to bring forth the word. May God continue to bless you as he cover you under the blood and the word that came forth today. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh, thank you so much. Amen. All praises belong to him. I'm just thanking
yes.
him. I thank God for each and every listener that find it not robbery to just come on and hear the word. If this word have encouraged you in any way, especially for these live listeners that I have on here, and you would like to say something to the woman of God, go ahead and press the number 1 on your phone. Encourage her today. Pray over her. Pray that the word continue to come forth today. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We are to pray one for another. You will continually hear me saying this on the broadcast. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Those that know me will say, yep, she'll tell you we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. That's who we are. We have to pray one for another. Keep one another in prayer. Keep one another in prayer today. God is awesome. He is wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're live on air.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Rosa. I want to encourage the elder. The Lord has blessed her and really give her the insight of teaching others how to be patient with her. I need her address and phone number again. But God is blessing. God is raising up people to this generation to encourage others in this generation. We need this. We need more of it. And I want to thank the Lord for you. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much. Praise God. I receive that in Jesus' name. And my address is Post Office Box 72851, Durham, North Carolina, 27722. And my number is 919-886-7327.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you.
Praise the Lord, Elder Rasa. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Elder Rasa, you can give them your information as well, because Elder Rasa is one of our prayer warriors on Friday night. And she finding that Robert to be on there at 11 p.m. Elder Rasa, you can go ahead and share your information about your church that people can also, if they're in that area, can visit you as well.
All right, praise the Lord. My church is Love Memorial Pentecostal Church, 3035 North 27th Street, Philadelphia, PA 1940. I have a prayer ministry on Wednesday at 12 o'clock, Princeta Rosa, and is invited. God bless. On Facebook.
So you're on Facebook at 12 p.m. on Wednesdays, Elder Rosa?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and that's what, Loving Memorial on Facebook page?
Or no, it's on Tuxedo Rosa page.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that one again.
Tuxedo Rosa page.
Okay.
Princeda.
Okay, Princeda Rosa page. Okay. Okay, so you all got that information. So it and that is at 12 o'clock. And that
yes,
is Eastern Standard. That is Eastern Standard Time. So for those of you that have Facebook, go ahead and join her. There can never be too much prayer. Amen, Elder Rother.
Never.
Thank you for sharing that information. Thank you for even coming on and encouraging the speaker of the hour and appreciating them. I tell you, we all ought to encourage one another, especially in the gospel, when you know that they are warring and interceding and being obedient to God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Again, Elder Rosa, I thank you for coming on here, encouraging Elder Addison, and I thank you and appreciate you for never failing in joining us on Friday night for the Wailing Walls prayer line. Amen. Continue to be blessed, Elder Rosa.
Oh, you too, you also. And I'm in the prayer, the 14-day prayer.
14-day prayer, and when does that, you're in it or you?
I'm in it.
Oh, you're
I'm
in
it.
Okay, okay, amen. Now, you hear that? How much of us can be even obedient to be in prayer for 14 days? God is good. Elder Rosa, may God continue to give you the strength to continue to carry on. Amen. Be blessed,
amen.
Elder Rosa. Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear Bishop Porter. I tell you, we have some awesome listeners and speakers that comes on here, share the word, encourage, you know, the person that is given the word. Let me tell you. Be blessed and hope to see you tomorrow just to hear that word. Come expecting pull from the man of God. Allow God to use him. So hold him in prayer that when he comes forth tomorrow, let me tell you, more than mountains will be moved. Amen. So be blessed and see you tomorrow.
Let God have
that's when things start happening.
what's going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. As soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I let go
and I
can let God
let
him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.